Merry Christmas, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we are so glad you joined us today. Our topic is holiday, and the title of our lesson is Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas! Anna, what is today?
Well, today is Christmas, Peter. It's my favorite season of the year. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and welcome to Let's Talk in English.
All right. Well, as you know, it is Christmas, and we will talk about it today. December 25th is always important to us. All right. Here's Anna with today's Read It.
Abby is in a Christmas play at her church. They are doing the play on Christmas night. The play tells the Christmas story. It is an amazing story. Abby is one of the angels. The angels tell the shepherds about Jesus. He was born in a stable. There are real animals in the play too. They have a sheep and a donkey.
Well, yesterday we learned a lot about Christmas, and today we learned that Abby is in a Christmas play. When I was a kid, I was always in the Christmas play every year. That's tradition.
You were, Peter. Were you an angel too?
No, I was one of the wise men, or one of the three kings.
Oh, well, you are pretty smart, so I think that's a good role for you. Well, friends, it's time for Christina and our keywords. Let's go there right now.
Abby 的教会在圣诞夜的时候有圣诞舞台剧的表演哦。教会就是 church, 而 play 也可以当名词舞台剧的意思。Abby's church is having a Christmas play. 在耶稣诞生的晚上真的发生了很多惊人奇妙的事情。So many amazing things happened that night. 形容词 amazing 就是令人惊奇的、很棒的。Abby 在舞台剧中扮演天使。天使就是 angel。圣诞故事中有好几个天使去把耶稣诞生的消息告诉牧羊人。Abby is one of the angels. 故事里还出现了动物，于是教会就把真正的羊和驴子牵到舞台上去了。羊就是 sheep, a real sheep is in the play. 然后驴子就是 donkey, there are a real sheep and a donkey in the play.
What are you doing for Christmas, Abby?
Well, I'm in a play.
A play? Really?
Yes. My church is doing a Christmas play. We're performing it tonight.
What's the play about?
The Christmas story.
How fun! Maybe I'll come and see it. What part do you play?
I'm one of the angels. We tell the shepherds that Jesus is born.
It's a great day to teach English because we're going to learn about Christmas. And right after this, I'm going home to be with my family.
You are? Peter, what are you doing today to celebrate Christmas?
Well, we're going to do a lot of fun things, and we'll learn about that today.
That's right. Well, in our story today, our friends are doing a lot of things to celebrate the holiday. We know what Abby's doing. She's in a play. Well,Peter, what's a play?
Well, that's when you tell a story using people. Hey, Anna is one person, I'm another person, and we do a play and we can tell a story. It's a lot of fun.
That's right, Peter. And this play is extra special because it's about the Christmas story. Abby is doing this play at her church. They're performing it tonight.When you perform something, you act it or you do it in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, it can be fun. Have you been in a play before, friends?
Right. If you have been, then you can say you have performed. Peter and I sometimes perform skits for work. We act in the skits in front of the camera, and then you get to see it on TV.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would always get a little nervous when I was in a play. but now I get to play every day. It's fantastic. So when you see a play, it's always about a story. If your friends are going to see a play, ask them, what's the play about?
That's a great question to ask. That's what Rob asked Abby in conversation A. And like we said earlier, this play is about the Christmas story.
And there's a special person in this play. There's an angel in this play. Let's have Christina talk about it before we go to conversation B.
Abby 有参加舞台剧的演出，她说 I'm in a play. 我们要借此机会特别介绍一下 in 的这个用法。In 可以表达参与、加入的意思，所以当 Abby 说 I'm in a play 的时候，并不是说她去看舞台剧，而是她在现场。她的意思应该是她参加演戏，参与在其中了。我们几个例子来说明一下，比如你说I'm in, 就表示我加入，算我一份。或者是当有人说 I was in their wedding, 意思不是说我去参加观礼，而是说我参与其中，可能是担任了伴郎、司仪或者是招待等角色。再来看一句 They were in that game, 不是指他们去看比赛，而是 in that game 表示他们是参赛的球员或者是选手。
Tell us more about your play, Abby.
Well, it tells the Christmas story. Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem. They can't find a room, so they stay in a stable.
And that is where Jesus is born.
Right. And we have real animals in our play. We have a sheep and a donkey.
It must be a big play.
Let's go and see it, Alex.
Friends, do you know what this Christmas story is? The story is about two people named Mary and Joseph.
A long time ago, they traveled to a city called Bethlehem.
And there were so many people in Bethlehem that Mary and Joseph didn't have a place to stay.All the hotels were full, so they had to sleep in a stable.
Yeah, a stable. That's a word we don't use every day. A stable is a place where the animals sleep, such as cows, horses, sheep, and donkeys, because it's too cold outside. Remember, it's winter.
Right. It's not a very nice place to sleep, and it smells bad.
Are you saying I smell bad?
No, Peter. I mean the stable where Mary and Joseph stayed.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Right.
Well, people didn't know, but it was a very important night.
That's right. Little baby Jesus is the best part of the Christmas story. We'll find out why in our next conversation.
So Christmas plays tell this story. It's called The Christmas Story.Everyone plays a different part. Some people are the sheep and the cows in the play. Other people are Mary and Joseph.
That's right. When I was a kid, I played a sheep. And then one time, I played Mary. So
I thought you were the angel.
Me? No. I was a sheep. You're thinking of Abby.
Oh, I always get you guys confused.
Well, people often confuse Abby and Anna. I don't know why.
Sorry.
Well, there are many parts in this story, right? People also have to play the parts of the shepherds and the three wise men, just like Peter said. Peter, do you want to finish the Christmas story?
I do, but we don't have enough time. Friends, we need to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.Welcome back to the show, friends. Well, today we are talking about Christmas, but not every place in the world celebrates this holiday. Some places in Asia don't celebrate Christmas.
That's true. They have different kinds of holidays, But it still can be fun to learn about the different holidays, and Christmas is one of those. Sometimes we celebrate Christmas, but we've never heard the Christmas story before.
That's right, and it's a good thing we're talking about it today. So let's continue. Here's Conversation C.
The story of Jesus is such a great story.
It is! So many amazing things happened at Jesus' birth.
Angels shared the news with the shepherds. They came to see the baby.
And later, kings brought gifts to Jesus.
Well, Jesus was a very special baby.
True. He is God's gift to the world.
Yes. And that's the best story of all.
Alex and Abby both think this is such a great story.
And it is. So many amazing things happened at Jesus' birth. These kinds of things don't happen every day.
You are very right, Anna. We learn that later in the Christmas story, angels shared the news with shepherds. What news did angels share with the shepherds, Anna?
Well, the news about Jesus. The news was that Jesus was born that night. When you share news with someone, you tell them something. For example, Peter, I forgot to share this news with you.
What? What news? Please tell me.
I forgot to share the news that it's time for us to talk to Christina. So, she's here and she's going to help us right now.
天使把耶稣诞生的消息分享给牧羊人。Angels shared the news with the shepherds. 牧羊人就是 shepherd. 我们要学习的句型就是 share something with someone. 把某事物分享给某人。这个句型不难，在生活非常实用。你可以说 she shared the candy with other children. 她把糖果跟其他孩子们分享。或者Can I share the umbrella with you? 我可以跟你合用一把伞吗？请练习一下句型 share something with someone.
Thank you, Christina. Now, angels shared the news of Jesus' birth.
That's right. Then kings brought gifts to Jesus. Why did they do that?
Because Jesus was a special baby.He was God's gift to the world.
God's gift to the world? Well, we have a gift for you, and that's today's calendar phrase.
He is God's gift to the world.
He is God's gift to the world.
他是上帝送给世人的礼物。
Jesus is very special.
He is God's gift to the world.
Jesus loves us.
He is God's gift to the world.
Jesus died to save us.
He is God's gift to the world.
Jesus, what a wonderful gift.
Yes, the best gift ever.
Yeah.
He is God's gift to the world.
He is God's gift to the world.
它是上帝送给世人的礼物。
Wow, Jesus is God's gift to the world. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Anna, what does Jesus mean to you?
Well, God sent Jesus to save everyone on earth. When we believe in Jesus, we can have hope and a new start in life.
Yeah, well said, Anna. That's why Christmas is so special and Jesus is so important to us.
That's right. He teaches us how to love other people and love God. More importantly, he shows us how much God loves us.
I hope that we can remember that, and that's also why we celebrate, to remember these things. Well, friends, we also have to remember other things, like our keywords. So let's practice them together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Church. Church. You can learn about God at a church.
Amazing. Amazing. What an amazing story.
Angel. Angel. Angels tell God's messages.
Sheep. Sheep. Aren't those sheep cute?
Donkey. Donkey. You can ride on this donkey. All right, friends, remember to practice your special keywords today. And now, let's watch our Christmas show one more time.
What are you doing for Christmas, Abby?
Well, I'm in a play.
A play? Really?
Yes. My church is doing a Christmas play. We're performing it tonight.
What's the play about?
The Christmas Story.
How fun! Maybe I'll come and see it. What part do you play?
I'm one of the angels. We tell the shepherds that Jesus is born.
Tell us more about your play, Abby.
Well, it tells the Christmas story. Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem. They can't find a room, so they stay in a stable.
And that is where Jesus is born.
Right. And we have real animals in our play. We have a sheep and a donkey.
It must be a big play.
Let's go and see it, Alex.
The story of Jesus is such a great story.
It is. So many amazing things happened at Jesus' birth.
Angels shared the news with the shepherds. They came to see the baby.
And later, kings brought gifts to Jesus.
Well, Jesus was a very special baby.
True. He is God's gift to the world.
Yes. And that's the best story of all. Ginger, is that you?
Yes, I mean no. I mean...
What do you mean?
It's me, but I'm pretending to be an angel.
Oh, so that's why you're wearing wings.
Yes, I'm an angel in the Christmas play.
Ah, that's great, Ginger.
Yeah, will you watch the play, Monkey Man?
Sure. What's the story about?
Well, Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem.
Oh, and they can't find a room.
Right! And Jesus is born. Mm,
and the angel says...
Glory to God and peace on earth.
Ah, that's a wonderful story.
Yeah, and I'm a wonderful angel.
Hmm, well, yeah.
For me? Thanks, Grandpa.
You're welcome.
Hey, Grandpa, why do we give gifts at Christmas time?
Well, Christy, God gave us the best gift, and that's what the first Christmas was all about.
Hmm. Tell me more about this first Christmas, Grandpa.
Ooh. Well, that's a long story.
Ho, ho, ho! I'm on my way!
Is that Santa Claus?
No, it's Super Sentence Claus. And you just said a super sentence.
I did?
Yes, you did. The super sentence is tell someone more about something. You said tell me more about the first Christmas. So, here is a little gift just for you.
Wow, it's a book and it says The First Christmas. Grandpa, can you read it to me, please?
Of course I can, my dear. Let's see. It says, 2,000 years ago, a woman named Mary was going to have a baby. Do you know what this baby's name was?
Super Sentence Man!
No. Not Super Sentence Man.
Oh.
His name was Jesus.
Jesus? Tell me more about this baby Jesus.
There it is again. A super sentence. Tell me more about this baby Jesus.
Okay. Well, when Jesus was born, some shepherds were with their sheep. Now, do you know who came and told them about Jesus?
I know. Super Sentence Man told the shepherds about Jesus.
No, Super Sentence Man did not tell shepherds about Jesus.
Oh.
The angels did.
Angels? I love angels. Tell me more about this Christmas story, Grandpa.
I love it. You are full of super sentences, little girl. Tell me more about the Christmas story.
Super Sentence Man,
yes?
Don't you have some other children you need to visit today?
Oh, you're right. I must go. But always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Goodbye, Super Sentence Claus. So, Grandpa, is Jesus God's gift to us?
Yes, he is, my dear, and he's my friend.
Wait, your friend is 2,000 years old?
Maybe we should just finish this story. Okay, well, after the angels told the shepherd.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today and learning about the Christmas story.
That's right. Christmas is such an important time. It's more than just presents and food. It's about love. It's about thanking God for his gift to the world, Jesus.
And I think next time I want to be in the Christmas play.
Yeah, I think you'll make a wonderful sheep.
I wanted to be the donkey.
Oh, yeah, you could make a good donkey too.
Thank you so much, Anna. You can be the sheep again.
Yes, I love wearing the little ears.
Well, friends, Christmas is great, so I hope you enjoy your time with your family. Have a very Merry Christmas from all of us here on Let's Talk. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.